慈心的人。
So the afternoon the topic for the afternoon service is moved with compassion.
啊，主耶稣曾经说了，我们要完全像天父完全一样。
The Bible tells us, Jesus tells us that we must be perfect like our heavenly Father.
我有一次看电视啊，啊，有一位很有名的是博士哈、啊，很有名的牧师啊，他在讲道。
I was watching television and I saw a very famous television pastor who happened to have a PhD give a sermon.
啊、哦，他那个会堂啊很漂亮。
The chapel was very beautiful.
那他还把自己打扮着哈、啊，那个好像什么一个什么袍啊，袍那个是博士袍还是说牧师袍啊？反正说是哎呀一个袍。
So he wore the gown of a pastor or a PhD.
那有一次他在讲这个马太福音第五章四十八节的信息，说我们要完全像天父完全一样。
And he gave the topic of his sermon was based on Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, to be perfect like our heavenly Father.
他说我们哪有可能像天父完全一样
？He said we can be perfect like our heavenly Father.
所以他就说啊，参考参考。
So he said to let's examine this.
他告诉会众说参考参考啊。
He told the people to think about this.
Just for references.
Oh, just for reference.
那参考的话，就是表示说你也可以去追求，也可以不用，反正就是也不用太认真了。
So he told the congregation that this is just for a reference, meaning that if you wish to pursue this, you can. If you do not, that's okay as well.
因为我们人怎么可能像天父完全一样
？Because how can man be perfect like our heavenly Father？
那当大家想，哎，有道理呀、啊，不可能像天父完全一样啊。
And the people listening to it, yes, there is some truth to this because how can man be perfect like God？
所以人家他讲的话也有道理呀、啊。
So what this pastor said might have some truth to it。
有没有道理
？Is there a truth to this？
啊，大家想想看有没有道理呀、啊？
What do you think? Is there any truth to this?
啊，笑了聚会就轻松一点哈，比较不会打瞌睡哈。
So if we think about this during the afternoon service, we won't fall asleep.
啊，那你那人他讲的也有道理的举手哎。
So if
有道理说我们不可能像天父完全的，哎，不用追求了。
So if you think that we cannot be perfect like our heavenly Father, please raise your hand.
好。所以我们了解圣经，今天下午就来谈这个主题呀。
So this afternoon we like to use this time to discuss this.
啊，我们先看这个命题啊，来看马太福音第五章。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 5,
四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
第五章四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们天父完全一样，四十八节。
Verse 48. Therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
好，就是光看这一节的话，当然我们会觉得说不可能。
If we just look at this verse alone, we would think that yes, it's impossible.
那既然是不可能的话，那放在这里的话，那等于是害我们。
There, and if this is impossible, then to put it in this section here, it is meant to harm you.
因为我们做不到啊。
Because we cannot accomplish this.
那做不到的话，就要被定罪的。
Because if we, and since we cannot accomplish this, we will be accused of sin.
所以我们要建议这个圣经赶快把这一节拿掉哈。
So then maybe it's best to remove this verse from the Bible.
所以一定啊，不是我们所想象说不可能啊。
So therefore it cannot be this cannot be an impossible goal.
啊，那我们再来看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
三十六节。
Luke chapter 6 verse
36. 路加福音第六章三十六节。
Luke chapter 6 verse
36. 我们一起来念了哈。
Let us read this together.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
啊，一边念。
Therefore, 你们要慈悲， be merciful, just as your Father is also merciful.
哎，这里就变成慈悲啊，不是完全啊。
So in this verse, it tells us to be merciful instead of being perfect.
所以刚刚那一节我们所读的那一节的意思呢，也是跟这节一样，因为对观福音书所记载的就是主耶稣讲的话，那两个就是平行，两个是相等的。
So the meaning in the verse we read previously and the meaning of this verse is the same, that to be perfect is to be merciful.
所以只要我们能够有慈悲心，像天父一样的慈悲，我们就算是完全了。
Therefore, if we are merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful, we will be perfect.
所以有没有可能达到？
So is, or can we achieve this goal?
嘿嘿嘿，对不对？就有可能，你也不敢否认啊，有可能，因为慈悲心嘛，哈。
Because it, and it is possible because we are talking about mercy.
好，那么第二个我们要谈人。都有一颗慈悲心呢。
So secondly, what we want to talk about is that everybody should have a merciful heart.
啊，不是需要，每个人都有，已经有了。
Every person has a merciful heart.
对，不是需要，每个人都有了。
So everybody has a merciful heart.
啊，我们看古人说哈，恻隐之心怎么样？人皆有之。
So the ancient philosopher says that everybody has compassion. A compassion is in everyone.
对，你有。对，恻隐之心，每个人都有啊。同情心都有，
so it says everybody has compassion.
因为人都有良心呐、啊。
Because everyone has a conscience.
啊，有就说啊，他的良心啊被狗咬掉了。
So some say, oh, this person's compassion was bitten by a dog.
被狗咬掉了，但是他还是有良心啊，因为他是只是被狗咬了而已呀、啊。
Because, but even though the person was just bitten by a dog, he still has his compassion.
所以本来是有嘿。
Because even though that he have it,
但是很不幸，不晓得变在。那个 pit dog 那个哈，那个有的狗很凶的，那个狗咬掉。
But even though the person has it, we say that oh he was bent, the compassion was bitten away by a pit bull.
因为人就是按照神的形象而造的。
Because man was created in the image of God.
所以神既然有慈悲心的话，人也是有啦。
So if God has a compassionate heart, then man also has one.
所以可不可能像神一样的慈悲？有可能。
So can we have compassion?
肯定的。
So can we have compassion like God? Yes, we can.
那使徒约翰呢？他证实了人有慈悲心呢。
So God, so John also showed that everyone has heart of compassion.
那请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
三章十七节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 17.
约翰一书三章十七节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 17.
17节
Verse 17.
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心、爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢
？So chapter 3 verse 17. But whoever has this world's goods and see his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
从这一句话意思到，我们就知道人都有怜悯的心。
So from this verse, we see that.That man has a merciful heart.
只是有的人呢就把它塞住了。
But it is that some people hide it.
好像那个水哈，比如那个水沟的水，要灌溉用的水啊。
It is like a water in a pipe.
这个水是在那里呀。
The water is there.
要流向每一块田地呀。
It is to flow to all the entire lawn.
可是有的人啊，自私啊，他就把那个水就堵住了哈，就。只灌他的田地啊，不让别人水不流到其他地方去的，不让他流的。
So the person might block the water so that it only waters his lawn and doesn't flow to the other lawn, his neighbor's lawn.
这个叫做违法。
And this is shows no compassion.
因为那个水那个举到的水啊，是要给每一个农夫的。
Because this water belongs to everybody.
所以有的人啊。有财物，但是呢，他看到弟兄穷乏，就把怜悯的心肠，把那个慈悲心塞住了。
So if we see that, so this person has the world's good, but he shuts up his heart.
所以每一个人都有这个怜悯的心呢。
So everybody has this merciful heart.
因此神这样子要求哈，圣经这样子写不过分呐。
So the Bible records this, therefore.
那主耶稣啊，用三个比喻来证明人都有一颗爱心。
And Jesus uses three parables to show that man has a compassionate heart.
来，我们看
a loving heart.
马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
那二十五章这边有三个比喻。
In chapter 25, it has three parables.
啊、第一个是十个铜铃的比喻，分了两组，一组是、 五个是聪明的，另外五个是愚拙的。
In the first parable, it speaks of 10 virgins. There are 5 who are wise and 5 who are foolish.
那五个聪明的哈，他们预备油啊。
The 5 who are wise prepared oil.
五个愚拙的，他们不预备。
And the 5 foolish virgins did not.
那事实上啊，每一个人都可以去买油啊。
Everybody could have bought the oil.
啊，没有说哎你哪里来的就不能啊？你是哪种人就不能买？不是每一个人都有资格去买油。
Everybody has the opportunity to buy the oil. They do not discriminate.
啊，可是五个愚拙人，他不信啊，他不信，他也懒惰，他大概懒惰。人家告诉他说你要去买啊，他说啊 ，It's not a big deal 哈 ，I know how to deal with it. 我知道怎么做，你不用告诉我。
So the 5 foolish virgins probably thought it was not a big deal. They didn't believe, and they were probably a little lazy, so they did not go get oil.
哎，有这种人呢，人家劝告他怎么教他怎么做，怎么申请学校，怎么申请工作。他说：“你不用告诉我，我知道怎么做。”
So the it might be today where somebody gives you advice about how you know what schools to apply to, or how what jobs to apply, or how to apply for these positions, and you said it's and you just discount their advice.
所以五个愚拙人，他有自信呢。
So the so these 5 foolish virgins,
他要 over
they're overconfident.
那有的人或许告诉他们说，你要赶快去啊，赶快去买啊，不然那个新郎很快就来啊。
But the and the 5 wise virgins told the foolish virgins that you should go buy oils because the bridegroom is coming.
他们说好啦，你告诉我这次已经第三次了，你要告诉我几次够了啦，我知道了。
And you said, and these foolish virgins would have said, "Well, you've already told me 3 times. That's enough. That's enough."
我明天会去买的。
I'll go get them tomorrow.
啊，明天要提醒他，你要去买哦。
And then they might encourage her, like, "Okay, make sure you buy it tomorrow."
啰嗦了，我知道了，明天我会去买的。
You're such a nag. I'll get it tomorrow.
啊，请问有几个明天呢？
So let me ask you, how many tomorrows do you have?
大家有几个明天？
How many tomorrows do you have?
不要等到明天，就叫今天呢。今天能够做，为什么不做
？So why don't you do what you can do today？
啊，今天可以决定，为什么不赶快决定呢
？So if you make this determination, why not do it today？
所以这几个愚拙呢，这是有问题的。
So these 5 foolish virgins had a problem。
啊，可以啊，可以很方便的去买，他也不去买。
So it was so convenient for them to buy the oil, but they did not。
然后他也看清啊那个油的重要性。
And they did not see the oil as being valuable.
因为他就不信呢。
Because they did not believe.
有那么重要吗
？Is it that important?
受洗有那么重要吗
？Is it so important to be baptized?
啊，这样祷告，这样子祷告有那么重要吗
？Is prayer that important?
啊，就是打个问号。
It's a big question mark.
所以被圣经啊说是愚拙的。
So this, therefore the Bible classified them as foolish.
那到底是要买什么？
So what do they need to buy?
当然是买油啊。
They need to buy oil.
买油你要付出行动啊。
So to you must put effort into buying oil.
好，那买油啊，我们当然啊解释说这个油就好像圣灵一样。
And this oil represents the Holy Spirit.
那第二个就是才干的比喻啊。
And the second parable is the parable of the parable of the talents.
那才干比喻啊。说啊、有一个人啊，领了5000，有一个领了2000，有一个领1000的，按照他们的才干。
So in the
15节哈。
In the parable of the talents, the master gave his three servants. He gave one servant 5 talents, another servant 2 talents, and another servant 1 talent, in accordance with their abilities.
好，那领5000的哈，他领了以后哈，哎，没有问他主人说，哎，主人呐、啊，你要开课啊。告诉我们怎么去投资啊？你也没有开课，告诉怎么去投资。现在基金那么多，也那么乱，你看一个步子那么大，怎么去投资啊
？So the person who received 5 talent did not go to his master and says, "You have to explain to me what I need. How do I earn more talents?
Investment.
How do I invest?"
Yeah. 好像我们今天不是投资很复杂吗
？So don't we think that it's very confusing to invest?
啊，大家有没有投资基金呢？
Do we have investments?
有的请举手。
If you have investments, raise your hand.
很复杂嘛，对的。有的话，哎，不好意思说了哈，不好意思说了。
It's I know it's yes, it's a little
我也有啊，我太太那个什么 什么退休金也是放在基金里头啊，他们学校退休金也是在基金里。
So we put our, yeah, so we have our retirement investments into, we have retirement investments.
每一季都寄个簿出来啊。
Every year they mail a large prospectus to us.
我们也看不懂，根本来了就丢，来就丢，连看都没看。
Every time we receive it, we just throw it away. It is pieces very thick.
所以你看这五千的老师啊，主人啊，你要告诉我怎么投资嘛，怎么去投资啊？
So the servant receiving the five talents did not ask the master how to invest this money.
你看零五千、零两千都没有问哦。
The person receiving the five talents and the two talents did not ask.
好像他们本来就知道啊。
It seems like they already knew.
拿了就去啊。
They took the money and went.
啊，这个顶一千的。
And the person that received one talent,
他不去做啊。
He did not do anything with it.
说这个顶一千的啊，他把它藏起来，不有动作，不去做，就像二十五章哈、啊、刚开始这个愚拙的童女一样，他不去做。
So the person who received one talent just took the money and hid it and did nothing. It is like this foolish, like the foolish virgins. They did not do anything.
因为这些投资啊，这些投资根本就是不需要学习的，每一个人都会的。
Because this, because to hide the money is not something you need to learn. Everybody knows how to do it.
一定是每一个人都会，才不需要问啊。
It is something that everybody knows how to do. Therefore, you don't need to ask.
你看，我们下个礼拜要开什么讲习会啊？开什么 R 秀的讲习会 ，A B 的讲习会
？So next, in the next couple of weeks, we will have.A usher and an AV training session.
你看，阿修都要讲习啊。
So to be an usher, you need to be trained.
啊，你不要想说站在后面就可以啊。
It's not just standing in the back of the chapel.
哎，要讲习。
You need training.
啊，像翻译有个讲习会啊。
So for translation, there's also a training session.
啊，讲到有讲习会啊。
For sermon giving, there is also a training session.
啊，你看这五千零两千，好像。不需要参什么讲习会。
But for the 5,000, for the 5 talents and the 2 talents servants, they did not have any training.
那大家有没有觉得很奇怪啊？
Does anybody think this is kind of odd?
Hey, 不要讲习啊。
There's no need for training.
到底是什么东西他们本来就会啊。
So what is it that they know how to do?
好，那我们再继续看哈，第三个比喻。
Let's look at the third parable.
第三个比喻就在回答第二个比喻、哦、我们刚所谈的。
So the third parable goes back to the second parable.
第三个比喻就是爱心的比喻、啊、
The third parable talks about the parable of love.、
哦、那第一种人他，你看我们来看37节哈。
Let's read verse 37.
一人回答说啊，主啊，我们什么时候见你啊？这个见我要念大声点，这是关键字啊。我们什么时候见你恶人给你吃渴了给你喝38节
38
那么什么时候见你做客旅留住你或是赤身露体给你穿39节
39
又什么时候见你病人或是在监里来看你呢、嗯、所以这个关键就是看、啊、看见的见
So these are、so in the key point in this is when did we see
那见、啊、本来意思就是观察，你要透过观察。
So to see it means to show concern or care.
And observation, 你要观察，你要观察才知道别人的需要啊。
So it's observation. In order when you observe, you know what the needs of others are.
哦，所以我们这个父母亲，我们要观察我们父母亲需要啊。
We must observe what are the needs of our parents.
我们还有父母亲在的话，你要观察他的需要。有的父母亲啊，不好意思啊，不好意思说了。
So some of the parents,
不好意思，麻烦你们。
So some of the parents might feel a little shy in telling you what their needs are.
头痛啊，肚子痛啊，都不好意思麻烦你们。
They might have a headache or stomach ache, and they feel a little shy to tell you what their concerns are.
但是当你看到父母亲，还是看到自己的妻子、自己的孩子、自己的配偶啊，哎，怎么今天脸色不大对？
But when you look at your spouse, your children, or your parents, you see that they're not there's something off.
所以你要用心观察才知道啊。
So you must use your power of observation.
哎，你看，哎，传道今天脸色怎么红红的啦
？So you might see, oh, why is Pastor Ye's face a little red?
哎，是不是高血压
？Maybe his blood pressure is high.
哎，传道，你平常没有那么红啊。
Pastor,
今天脸色特别红啊
！Pastor, yeah, your face is
usually not this red. 啊，你也不是不好意思啊，也不是不好意思啊。
Pastor Yi, your face is a little red.
啊，你也不是喝酒啊。
And you know you're not a drunkard.
哦啊，你平常有看我的脸色才知道我今天特别红啊。
You only when you've observed me for a long period do you realize that today my face might be a little red.
可能有些问题啊，你要注意啊，叶传道啊。
So you need to be observant.
是不是高血压？
Is it Pastor Yi? Is it your blood pressure too high?
哎，按理说提醒我啊。
So then you can ask me.
啊，你要 remind me.
I'll remind you.
难道我回去量自己的血压？
It's that you might be worthwhile to measure your blood pressure.
哇，180跟多少啊？
So my blood pressure
还是200好了，200比较高了。
My blood pressure might be 200.
最高200，还最低的那个多少啊？140
might be 200 over 140
啊，120，高的嘿，我说高血压的现象哈，好，一量哇，真的高啊。
So you might measure my blood pressure, and it's about 200 over 140.
哦，所以我们对自己的家里的人，尤其是对父母亲，我们要观察他的需要，要观察。
So in our family and with our parents, we should be observant as to their needs.
啊，对配偶也要观察，对我们子女也是要观察他们的一举一动是不是正常。
And we must be observant of our spouse and our children's needs.
要常过去帮助别人呢、啊。
In order to help others.
主要这些艺人啊，他们已经做习惯的时候，他们说，哎，好像不记得，有人说啊。我大概两年前啊，到过你们家做客，哇！您请我吃龙虾。
So the righteous people might remember that I've been to your, I was a guest in your home 2 years ago, and you served me lobster.
你说没有啊，我忘记了。
And you say I don't remember this.
这些艺人已经做习惯了，说哎，什么时候有我忘记了。
The righteous people have already practiced in forgetting what they've the good that they have done.
因为他爱情已经做习惯了。
Because they are accustomed to showing love.
好像我们天天在刷牙，你习惯啊。
It's like brushing our teeth. It is a habit.
你刷牙，你这样子刷几次，你也忘记呀。
You forget how many times you brush.
左边几下，右边几下，你也忘记。
How many times you brush on the left side?
因为你是每天的动作习惯了。
Because it is a activity you do every day.
说这些爱心的人，说哎，没有啊，什么时候看到你肚子饿了给你吃啊？
Therefore, the righteous people says, "When did we see you hungry and naked?"
啊，这个人说有啊。
And the master said, "Yes, you have."
因为你做到最小的一个身上，就是做在主耶稣的身上。
Because when you do it to the least of these, you do it to the body of Christ.
好，所以我们再回来来看第二个哈，第二个比喻。
So let's go back to the second example.
说这个连五千、连两千，为什么不需要开讲习会就知道怎么做啊
？So why is it that the servant receiving the 5 talents and the 2 talents? Did not need a training session.
因为神给的才干给人的恩赐就是爱心嘛，爱心本来就有嘛，所以他们就不需要学习啊，本来就会。
Because God has given man a loving heart, therefore it's already inside of them. They do not need to learn this.
那问题只是说你愿不愿意去做而已。
So the question remains is, are you willing to do this?
是吧？父母亲需要我们带他去看病，谁不会？
If our parents need us to drive them to the hospital, who can't do this?
啊，只是说你愿不愿意啊。
The only question is, are you willing?
所以主要是用这个三个比喻告诉大家说，爱心呐、啊，本来每一个人都有的。
So Jesus Christ used these 3 parables to show that every man has love.
不需要学习。
It doesn't. You don't need any training.
所以连五千、连两千，他们就马上去做了。
The five person with 5,000 or 5 talents and 2 talents already just went and did it.
因此啊，我们证明了人都有一颗慈悲心呐、啊。
So men always have a compassionate heart.
因此圣经告诉我们说，要慈悲，像我们天父慈悲一样啊，是不过分的。
So it tells us that we must be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful. It is an accomplishable goal.
好，那我们来看有几个人、啊、是动了慈心的人。
So there are some who are moved with compassion.
请看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音18章。
Matthew chapter 18.
18章27节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 27.
18章27节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 27.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Verse 27, then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt.
那这边意思就是说，主人哈欠他的仆人欠他的主人呢1,000,000 银子。
So the servant owed the master 10,000 talents.
好，那很多啊。
That's a lot of money.
假设比那个十两啊，来对照那个十两银子，那 ten talents， 那28节还有个十两的哈。
So it is okay. So it is more than than what the servant that owed him 100 denarii.
所以你看，十跟一千万不能比的。
So you can't compare 100 denarii to 10,000 talents.
十两银子都已经还不起了。
If it's difficult to pay back 100 talents,
1,000万怎么还得起啊？
How can you pay back 10,000 talents?
我看十辈子的人啊，这不吃不喝不穿哈，来还也还不了的。
It is impossible to pay back this money.
啊，这个主人啊，竟然哈动了慈心，把他释放，不用关啊，释放免了他的债。
The master had compassion on the servant and forgave him and released him of his debt.
我们知道英国有本小说叫做《双城记》，双城记，这个 Two Cities， 叫做双城，两个城市。
Oh, I see. There in English there is a famous book called The Tale of Two Cities.
那作者大家记得吗
？Who is the author？
Dickinson 啊
，Charles Dickens，
哎，你们大概看过啊
？It is Charles Dickens. You probably read it.
这个是很有名的作家了。
This is he's a very famous author.
他写了很多本小说。
He wrote many books.
那他的父亲以前是很穷啊。
His father was very poor.
那他父亲也是欠债。
His father was also in debt.
没办法还。
He could not pay back the money.
啊，就被抓去关。
So he was jailed.
啊 ，Dickinson 哈，这个 Dickens。就要在外面他没有被抓就关在外面来工作来还钱所以他每个月每个礼拜赚钱以后要去监狱拿给他父亲
So Charles Dickens then would earn some money to pay off his father's debts
所以古时候真的你没有办法还的话就要被关、啊、真的
So in the past if you were unable to pay back your debts you were jailed
至少狄更生啊他们的例子是这样子啊，他爸爸就这样子啊。
And this was the events of his of Charles Dickens' father.
所以这个欠一千万的人哦，也是被关了。
So this even this person with 10,000 talents was supposed to be jailed.
那他就来求他主人啊，说：“哎呀，实在没办法还了哈。”
So he went and pleaded with his masters.
那主人呢，就怎样，就动了慈心，把他释放好。免你债，而且呢，免了他的债，把他释放，而且免了他的债。
So the master had compassion on him and forgave his debts.
他动了慈心。
He was moved with compassion.
那我们看他为什么会动了慈心
？And why was he moved with compassion？
这个主人啊，为什么会动了慈心呢
？Why was this master moved with compassion？
因为主人很有钱嘛。
Because the master had a lot of money.
很有钱啊，他有钱，有钱到一千万的银子呢，对他来讲是。人家说什么九牛之一毛是吧？是不是有这句话？啊，有没有？有没有？有哈。九十牛，你看一只牛已经有很多毛的，还要九十牛按那么多毛的一根毛，那不算什么对不对？你看我们头发哈，哎，你要一根是吧？我给你一根，我不会伤心的、啊。你要两根也可以啊，我拔两根给你。像这个意思一样啊。
So it means that this master was so wealthy that 10,000 talents meant nothing to him.
因为他太有钱了。
Because he was so wealthy.
所以他就不在意这一千万。
Because he was so wealthy, he did not hold this 10,000 talents against this servant.
我们的天父啊是很有钱的。
Our heavenly father is also very wealthy.
那我们欠他的啊，算了算了，你这个一千万啊，算不了什么，走。
And what we owed our heavenly Father is very little compared to what He has.
好，那这个天父啊，就动慈心，免了他的债。
So this master moved with compassion and forgave his debts.
所以欠债哈，就好像有人得罪我们也是欠债啊，得罪人也是 好像欠债一样。
So when we, so when we commit faults against somebody else, it is like owing them money.
那怎么来饶恕别人的罪过？来饶恕别人啊？来，好像别人对我们的亏负，怎么去饶恕别人呢？
So how do we remove other people's debts?
怎么去饶恕别人？
So how do we remove their debts?
也是要有钱嘛，对不对？
So we must also have money.
啊，当然不是说大家要去赚钱啊，赚的像这个人那么有钱，所以一千万啊，对你来讲没有什么，算别人的。
It doesn't mean that we have to go out and make a lot of money. So we're like this master who, where 10,000 talents was insignificant.
而是说，当你的内心很满足的时候。
When it means that when your heart, your inner heart is filled, is already satisfied.
哦，请大家再重讲，你内心很满足的时候。
It's when your inner heart is already satisfied.
你自然就不会去在意别人对我们的攻击。
Then you will not, require the debts from other people.
你不会去在意呀，很自然的不会去在意。
It means that you're not going to go and try to collect other people's.
因为你内心已经很知足，已经很满足了，已经很富有了。
Because you are already satisfied.
像耶稣一样的富有哈。
Because just like Jesus, who's already satisfied.
那你就不在乎，哎呀，小事情你就当小事情呐。
So therefore, you're not going to pick on little small matters.
唔使说 sorry 呀。
And he just says that sorry is just good enough.
不用说了。
Oh, I don't even need to say sorry.
因为他不在乎啊。
Because it doesn't matter to you.
因为他很有钱了，他内在那个品格很富有了。
Because you are internally you are already abundant.
啊，假设不富有的话，就很在意哦。
If you are lacking and needing.
所以你看，小人啊，小人就是很小人，就内心很缺乏，小人就会很介意。哎呀，你怎么？你看你那个脸色，怎么看我这样子啊？
So if you see that people who are extremely sensitive, it shows, and there any small slight, they become offended. You know that they are lacking internally.
你怎么这样子对我说话啊？
Why did you speak to me like that?
你就很在意啊。
And you become offended.
你看那个哈曼啊，哈曼不是职位很高吗？啊，以斯帖记里面的哈曼。
So in the book of Esther, there was a man named Haman who had held high status.
啊，那个莫迪改啊，坐在朝门哎。不跟他跪拜，他都很生气呀。
There was a man named Mordecai who sat at the palace gates and did not bow to him.
因为哈曼内心虽然是外在啊，他很富有，他是做大官啊，但是他内在很贫乏。
So even though Haman externally seemed abundant, but internally he was poor and lacking.
所以他就不能够赦免那个莫利改啊，就是他在城门口那么小官，不让他不。跟哈曼跪拜，他都很生气。
And therefore, he could not stand that Mordecai did not show him respect.
说怎么去赦免别人？我们的内在要很充实，要很满足。
So to forgive other people, we internally must be abundant.
我们自然就有办法去赦免别人。
And when we are able to forgive.
那否则都要很困难。
Or else our life would be very pitiful.
好，再来看路加福音。
Let's turn the book of Luke.
路加福音第十章
Luke chapter 10
33节
Luke chapter 10 verse 33
33
verse 33
路加福音第十章33节
Luke chapter 10 verse 33
我有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里看见他就动了慈心
verse 33 But a certain Samaritan as he journeyed came where he was and when he saw him he had compassion
那这个故事就是说有一个人、啊、从耶路撒冷下耶路哥去、啊、那被强盗打个半死、啊、
So there was a certain man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves
他在那里、啊、生哇很痛啊很痛啊我要死了
So he was beaten very badly and he lied on the ground in pain and hoping to die
赶快帮我打个电话打911、啊
like hurry help me call 911
我像是以现在的话来说，因为当时没有电话，也没有什么911这个号码。
So yes, these are in modern terms because at the time there was no telephone.
那个刚好有祭司哈，还有另外人经过。
So then it happened that a priest and a Levi walked by.
哎，祭司、利未人呐、啊，他们说中，哎呦，这个嘿。
So a Levi and a priest and a Levi, they in their hands they have a cell phone.
他们无动中也不打一下，你看911很快嘛，就只要按一按911，这个救护车就来了。
And they didn't bother dialing 911 and calling an ambulance.
他们连拿电话都没拿。
They did not even take out their phone.
就走过去了。
They just walked away.
那为什么这两个人祭司跟利未人走过去
？So why did this on the Pharisee and the Levite just walked by?
那不管这个被打个半死的人呐、啊。
And did not pay any attention to this beaten man.
因为他们想说你是你，我是我。
Because they thought that you are you and I am myself.
你被打个半死。
You were the one who was beaten.
啊，不是我啊。
Not I.
就是没有我的事情啊。
You have nothing to do with me.
哎，说他走过去的。
So I walk, I'm going to walk away.
可是这个撒玛利亚人就不一样。
But this Samaritan was different.
撒玛利亚人看这个被打个半死的人，就好像是他被打个半死一样。
When the Samaritan saw this man beaten half to death, the Samaritan saw himself as this man.
哎呦，怎么会这样子
？How can this happen?
谁打你的
？Who beaten you?
怎么打得像这个样子的
？How could they beaten to such a
state? 皮肉都绽开了。
Your skin has been broken.
流血流个不止啊。
You are bleeding.
哎呦，好可怜呐。
You are so pitiful.
啊，赶快我打个911呀。
Here, let me quickly call 911.
啊，所以说我电话不断喊好，我这个电话是传统的，嗯。
So this my phone.
不是那个 iPhone 啊。So. 不过也没关系，可以打，嗯。
So even though my phone is a flip phone and not an iPhone,
啊,
I can still dial 911.
等待一下子哈。
Just please be patient.
啊，救护车马上来。
The ambulance will come soon.
啊，所以他说去帮他忙啊。
So the Samaritan helped this man.
因为这个撒玛利亚人看他的痛，就像自己的痛一样。
Because the Samaritan saw this man's pain as his own pain.
而且是痛到心里头啊。
And this man's pain has reached to the Samaritan's heart.
被打个半死的人就像他的爸爸一样。
The Samaritan saw this man as his own father.
你看自己的爸爸被打个半死，当然会叫救护车啊。
So if you saw your own father beaten, you would call 911 for an ambulance.
就像自己孩子一样，那么伤心呐、啊。
You concerned for him like he was your own child.
就赶快去帮忙啊。
So you hurry and help him.
哦，用油啊，用酒啊，包他的伤处啊，包裹他的伤处。
You treat his wounds with oil and wine.
还带到旅馆里面去照顾他。
And you bring him to an inn to care for him.
还帮他出钱呢、啊。
And you pay for his care.
这个好的撒玛利亚人就是有将心比心的心呢、啊。
So this Samaritan has a very compassionate and merciful heart.
就是 sympathy， 就叫将心比心，就是好像你的痛就是我的痛一样。
So the Samaritan saw this man's pain as his own pain.
将心比心，英文有一句话叫做empathy，
The Samaritan had empathy.
辅导了是不是 empathy 啊？将心比心。
So the Samaritan had empathy.
所以我们要有这个将心比心、啊、来看待别人。
So we must have empathy toward other people.
那看待别人就不会说你的事情是你的事情，我的事情是我的事情。
So if you have empathy, you will not see somebody else's matters as their own matters and your own matters as your own.
啊，将心比心就不会随便去批评别人。
If a man with empathy will not criticize others.
因为每一个人或许都有每一个人的难处啊。
So because everybody has their own gifts and problems.
那我们再看第三个、啊、
So let's look at the third thing.
也是一样，路加福音。
Let's look at the book of Luke.
路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
十五章二十节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 20.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远呢。他父亲看见，就动了慈心。跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
那这是一个浪子的父亲呢、啊。
So this is the father of the prodigal son.
动了慈心，再次的接纳他的儿子。
He was moved with compassion and ran to meet his son.
啊、当时他儿子呢，把他分给他的产业、啊、都花掉了。
This prodigal son wasted the inheritance his father had given him.
我们很难 体会的哈。
This is something it might be very difficult to understand or to discuss.
隐遁的你有没有浪子啊？
Do we have a prodigal son?
我们的孩子很乖啊。
Our children might be very obedient.
没有浪子。
We might not have a prodigal son.
所以我们很难体会这种浪子的父亲的心情。
So it might be very difficult to discuss the heart of this father.
我曾经碰到一个父亲。
So recently I encountered a father.
他跪着跟他的孩子请求不要太过分了。
So the father kneeled in front of his son and said to not to, and begged him not to
behave. 父亲哦，这是父亲自己告诉我的。
And this is what the father told me.
他跪着向孩子请求啊。
That he knelt in front of his father and knelt in front of his child and begged him.
拜托他。
He pleaded with him.
对父母亲要好。
To be obedient to his parents.
那个父母亲心多痛啊。
Can you see how painful it is for the parents?
有时候这个父亲哦。这个父亲告诉我，这个父亲他会自我解嘲啊。
So this parents would often this particular father would speak with me.
他说啊，他是很有福气啊，他是那么多人呢、啊，好像机会哈、啊、很难得，他是几千万，他是甚至于几千万分之一的机会说碰到这种孩子。
He said that he was very unfortunate. It was such a small chance that to have a child like his.
痛他心里头了。
And it broke his heart.
我们很难去了解他。
It is very difficult for us to understand his situation.
所以这位浪子的父亲呢，一定是很痛苦的。
So therefore, to have such a son like this prodigal son, it must be very difficult for this father.
自从他的浪子呢离开家以后。
So after the prodigal son left home,
可能他就天天在家里等他回来。
This father probably waited every day for his son to return.
所以现在一看到他了。
So when he finally saw his son coming back,
当然就动了慈心了。
He was moved with compassion.
因为他本来就有慈心呢。
Because he already had compassion.
只是在等他的浪子回来而已的。
And he was only waiting for the prodigal son to come home.
所以还。距离还远，他都跑去跟他亲嘴啊。
So when the son was far off, he ran to him and kissed him.
一句责备声都没有。
There was not one ounce of criticism.
这个是父亲的伟大。
And this is the greatness of a parent.
我看过一篇故事啊。
I read a story.
这是真实故事啊。
A true story.
也是有个浪子。
It is also about a prodigal son.
后来他决定要回家了。
Who finally decided to return home.
他心里面很害怕。
In his heart, he was very afraid.
不知道他父亲会怎么来对待他。
He doesn't know how his parents would treat him.
他先写信告诉他父亲说他要回去了。
So he wrote them a letter saying that he is coming home.
他父亲也没有回信呢。
His parents did not return his letter.
所以让这个浪子啊，年轻人啊。心里上下不安。
So this young prodigal son was very troubled.
那车子呢就一站一站的接近他的家乡。
So as he was driving his car closer and closer to home.
那没想到在接近他家乡以前的那一站。
So just about the street before he the street before his parents' home.
他远远看到一个布条很大的横的布条。
He saw a large banner.
离得太远，他还看不清楚那这布条上写着什么字。
He saw that this banner was still far away, and he could not read what was written on it.
火车啊，越开越近。
As the train approached,
那个布条字就看得很清楚了。
He saw what the words on the banner became more clear.
那布条说：“孩子啊，欢迎你回来呀。”
On the banner it wrote, "Son, welcome home."
好几个布条说：“欢迎你回来。”
And there was several banners.All welcoming the son home.
还有不同颜色的气球。
And there were balloons of multiple colors.
一直贴，一直贴，一直贴到他的家为止。
And they were taped onto various posts, all leading to his home.
终于啊，父亲进入他的眼线了。
So the parents were welcoming him home.
父亲站在等着他了。
And the parents were waiting for him.
哇，那个我们不能够了解他们的心情呢。
We cannot understand the parents' heart.
说虽然圣经是记载说这位父亲啊，就动慈心跑去迎接他的浪子，跟他亲嘴。
So the Bible records that this father ran to his to the prodigal son, embraced him and kissed him.
我们还是很难理解说他们当时的心情。
So we might not understand the heart and the circumstance.
父亲啊，再次接纳他。
When the father saw him again,
无条件接纳他。
Saw him from afar.
说怎么来接纳我们弟兄姐妹
？So we can learn how to greet our brothers and sisters.
也是无条件呢。
So unconditional. So unconditional.
一定要个怜悯的心肠啊。
We must have a compassionate heart.
没有怜悯的心肠的话，人跟人之间啊，就是一道墙在那里呀。
So unless we have a merciful, compassionate heart, it's like we have a wall between us.
沟通不了。
We cannot cross it.
不能够互相了解。
We will not understand each other.
谁也不愿意听对方讲些什么。
We are unwilling to listen to what the other person is speaking.
这位父亲呢，什么话都没说。
This father did not say anything.
就张开他的双手来抱他的儿子。
This father just opened his arms and embraced his son.
因为他动了慈心。
Because he was moved with compassion.
说慈心是每一个人都有的。
And compassion is something everyone has.
而且神已经赏赐给我们了。
God has given us compassion.
我们是按照神的形象所造的。
We are created in His image.
所以我们也是要动了我们的慈心呢。
Therefore, we must be moved with compassion.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为怜悯的心啊，像审判跨圣。
Because if we have, because the a merciful heart triumphs over judgment.
没有爱心的话，就不是基督徒啊。
If you are not, if you do not have love, you are not a Christian.
没有爱心的话，恩赐再大也没用啊。
Without love, no matter how great your gifts are, they are useless.
爱心啊，也是。最后审判的标准。
And love finally is the standard of judgment.
所以我们的信仰啊，假如没有爱心的话，就没有根基啊。
So for our faith, if we have no love, we have no root.
所以我们信仰怎么来建立根基
？So how can our faith be rooted?
就是爱心呐、
啊。We must have love.
我们在这里上的时间，我们爱心。
And with the time that we have, we must have love.
啊，大家要互相接纳。
So.
互相 accept each other.
So we must love each other.
所以我才鼓励我们弟兄姐妹之间要有来往啊，大家要有来往。
So that's why I encourage all the brothers and sisters to communicate with each other.
要有团契。
To have fellowship.
我们不要只是做一个来教会的信徒。
So do not be just a member who only comes to church.
大家要把心门打开啊，接纳弟兄姐妹。
We must open our hearts and speak to our brothers and sisters.
大家都是一家人。
We are all one family.
我们无条件接纳大家。
We must unconditionally love each other.
因为我们都是神的好儿女呀。
Because we are all the good children of God.
我们都有一个怜悯的心肠。
We must have a merciful heart.
大家透过沟通才能够互相了解。
And when we communicate with each other, then we can understand each other.
我可能不了解您家的情形啊。
I might not understand the situation at home.
您家什么困难我也不知道啊。
With your, might not know what difficulties you are encountering at home.
所以有些时候我看你这样做，我都觉得很怪呀。你为什么会这样做
？Therefore, when I see you, your actions, I might think them strange.
不可理喻。
You are
很难了解。
You are impolite. You are difficult to understand.
因为大家没有了解呀。
Because nobody might understand.
所以就容易误会对方。
So we must be unconditionally love each other.
所以我们要。经常要团契沟通啊
！So we must have fellowship and communicate.
有一个怜悯的心
，have a merciful heart.
啊，这颗怜悯的心啊，是每一个人都有的。
And the merciful heart is something everyone has.
啊，这个是审判一个最后标准呢。
And this is the final condition of judgment.
没有爱心的话，我们信仰再久哈。
So without regardless of how long we believe without love.
来教会
，coming to church.
这就是表面的。
This is only show.
没有根基
，There's no root，
就很轻浮啊。
It's just temporary.
因为爱心啊, 做最后审判的标准,
because love is the standard of for judgment.
那怎么启动这个爱心呢? 慈悲的心?
So how do we stir up our compassion?
就是要追求圣灵的充满。
We must seek for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Rome chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
罗马书五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。把第五节说啊。
So verse 5 is states.
哎。
States now.
所赐给我们圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
It states that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
神是爱。
God is love.
但是怎么样把它加冠在我们心里?
So how does God pour His love into us?
因为本来人犯罪以后,
because after man had committed sin,
就失去神的形象啊,
we have given up our image of God.
跟神之间的沟通,这个管线都断了,
that we have broken this connection we have with God.
现在我们重新接触主耶稣基督,
so now we want to reconnect with our Lord Jesus.
那他要把他的形象, 把他的爱重新浇灌在我们内心, 让我们有个慈悲心。
He wants to give His image and His love back to us.
就是透过圣灵。
And this is accomplished through the Holy Spirit.
那最后再来看,
finally, let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
第五章22节。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章22。
Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
这圣灵所结的果子，第一个就是会有爱心呢，仁爱。
So the first of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love.
我们要真正被圣灵充满。
So we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会导引我们走向这个方向，走向仁爱的方向。
When the Holy Spirit will move us to walk in this direction.
这圣灵会帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit will help us.
圣灵会提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit will encourage us.
因此我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Therefore, we should not stifle the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们才说慈悲心啊，每一个人都有啊。
So therefore, everyone has a compassion.
因此圣灵才说，我们要慈悲，像天父慈悲一样。
Therefore, the Bible tells us we must be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful.
那我们就能够达到完全像天父完全一样。
And therefore, we can be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
啊，再唱诗。
Let us now sing hymn.
345首。
Let's sing hymn 345.